Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name's Caroline of Crystal Heart Psychics and welcome to my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. How are you today, Joni?
I am fine. How are you today, Caroline?
I am fine. Hot, but I'm fine. So if you do hear background noise, everyone, it's fans in the background, okay? However, so it's been a little while since we've actually done the last show. The reason for that is I turned 50, so I had a month of celebrating my 50th birthday. Thank you very much. Mind you, I'm half a century now. It's gone past. However, I will say this, I'm not going to stop celebrating throughout the rest of the year because it's a good excuse. So anyway, so we haven't done a show for a little while, a bit longer than a month. And for those who haven't heard our show before, as I say, I'm Caroline. I'm founder of Crystal Heart Psychics. I'm a psychic medium. I also work with my guides. I'm clairvoyant. I do healing. And as I said, I'm the founder of www.crystalheart.com. reikipsychics.com. I'm also a qualified life coach and healer, so I'm a Reiki master and Seiken master, and have been working professionally now for 15 years, especially over telephone lines, which is why I set up Crystal Heart Psychics. Myself and Joni have actually been doing UK-US psychics across the pond for 7 years now, or 6 years, one of those. So basically, we do the show monthly. For those who obviously know us, we will take your calls. I always read the last three digits. They ask who you are and where you're from. We do try and limit it to one question. And basically, yes, we will give you a reading, but we also are both healers. So I think I really want to stress this point today, because lots of times people phone up and say, oh, what's the question? Now, we can give you an answer to that question, but we won't give you the best answer, because both myself and Joni believe that we're in life school, get my words out, and we do have lessons to learn, and if we can help with the energy from and the karma related to that, we can actually help you move on a little bit quicker, so the outcome becomes slightly different because we've assisted you and given you a more positive outlook. And on that note, I'm actually now going to pass you over to Joni, and obviously Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone about you?
Sure, and I'm going to add to your CV, you are not only clairvoyant, you're claircognizant, you're clairsentient, you're clairaudient, and you might be, I don't know, are you clairsalient and clairgustant? Do you smell and taste?
I don't smell and taste, but I'm quite pleased about that, to be honest. I don't think I want that.
That's cute. That's cute.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to smell that garbage heap that's behind the deli?
No, I do not. Thank you very much. And I must admit, it's like a lot of people said, do you actually physically see spirits? I see shadows and I see colors. And as a healer, I see colors. However, I've specifically asked my guides, please don't ever show me in a physical form. I'd much prefer to see you in my head. So for me, from the clairaudience,
I actually got that as well, that I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I have no interest in seeing departed ones in physical form. That would heebie-jeeb me out. And there are other mediums that are just perfectly fine with that. I've seen a few apparitions in my day, just a few. I think about two or three. And I'm done. I have no interest in the physical. But I did want to add that to your CV.
Thank you very much, Joni.
So I'm Joni Isinger, and I am
nice
from Long Island, New York. Pardon?
I said, nice to meet you. Sorry, I'm joking.
Yeah. Oh, and we met on LinkedIn.
We
so
did,
Caroline and I met
story.
On LinkedIn. We have never met physically. We will one day. But that's how we met. So I'm originally from New York, lived in the city for a long time. I was a clinical social worker that offered individual and group therapy to addicts, alcoholics, and the mentally ill for 10 years. I am a certified Gestalt therapist, and I do not practice therapy anymore. Around 2003, 4, 5, I became gifted with abilities, and my life changed 180 degrees. And I've got the clairs going, and I channel departed ones, and I identify karma by jumping into other lifetimes, and I do healings, and I talk to animals and plants and crystals, and I do quite a few things. You could find me at my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and you could always type in Google, any search engine, Joni Isinger, E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, and you'll find links there. Caroline and I have, we have a Facebook fan page, the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Please like that fan page. And also, if you go to Blog Talk Radio and you type in UK-US Psychic Tag Team and you scroll down a bit and you click on that show, please follow us. You'll receive notifications of when we put out our monthly show. So I do this professionally. Caroline does this professionally when she's not doing her full-time job.
Yep.
I don't know if you want to share what you do. You have sometimes in the past.
I am an accountant by trade. And I will add also that I'm very, myself and Joni, and I want to tell this story, Joni, so you can join in
for
if you want. Yeah, Joni message. I connected with Joni because I set up my LinkedIn profile, Caroline Crystal Hart. Please feel free to connect. And Joni messaged me and said, hey, shall we connect? Now, I have many, many messages from a lot of people, as Joni does. And Joni actually messaged me. So we did. And we got on very well. So we kept that friendship, you know, and we're still friends like that anyway. But then one day I was doing a radio show very much like this, but obviously hosted by somebody else. And it was a show where the person invited quite a few mediums, and I'd said to Joni, why don't you join me? So we'd never done this before, and it was just like magic, wasn't it, Joni, in the sense that our guys actually do tag team. We also have a sense of humor, which sometimes, for both mine and Joni's sake, it gets us into trouble, I think, from time to time. Not too much, though.
So, well, we have to explain to the caller that we mean very well, that we have a cheeky sense of humor, and so do our guides.
And they do. And I think sometimes, and I want to add to this, is, again, we're here to add light to any, whatever you're going through right now. Myself and Joni are here to give love and to give light to that situation and to help you see the pathway through it. I think sometimes you can be in such not a great situation or not having a great time, and you know, it can be really tricky. I mean, we've all been there. Joni's had some terrible times, as I have, but they've all been learnings, and there has always been a positive. And every little thing that you go through in your life, at some point you will look back and you will say, I know why that happened. I can certainly look at things for myself and go, yeah, I know why that happened. So, and it was funny, I found myself saying about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I never, ever thought I would ever get to that place, but I got divorced 15 years ago, which is strange enough. My psychic abilities started to kick off before then with my horse who was poorly. I was an accountant. I qualified as an accountant. I was very logical. I wasn't really into this kind of stuff. I'd sort of gone to see the odd clairvoyant once every couple of years, and that was it. What I then discovered at that point in time, that I was born with my gift and it's 4 generations deep, which came as a bit of a shock to the system. But I actually found myself saying about 4 or 5 weeks ago, oh, actually, I'm quite glad I got divorced because life would have been so boring. So that kind of says where you can end up in your own thinking, in the sense that I actually got the chance to be single, to be on my own, to go dating, to relive life, to find another partner. And actually, I had a lot of fun doing it. So I can't sit there and say I didn't enjoy myself. And I think sometimes you look back and think, oh, that's why it happened. But if you'd asked me 15 years ago at the time, it was the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. So, you know, but I wouldn't have known I was psychic if I hadn't have gone through that. So everything always happens for a reason.
Yes.
So I don't know whether you want to add to that, Joni, as well.
No, no. Beautifully said. Thank you. Shall we go to the phones?
I think we are ready. And I will say we've actually got 5 callers already, so we will do what we can. Okay.
Yes.
So we will quickly come to you. And if we ask who you are and where you're from, I'll read the last 3 digits. And then obviously if you want to ask us a question, and we can see what we can do. Right. So I'm going to the first caller of the evening, which is 392.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Brianna, and I'm from Kansas.
Hi.
How can we help?
Yeah, I wanted to know where you guys see things going with a guy named Nick. Now, I know a lot of Nicks, so I'm hoping the energies don't get, like, mixed in, because there's, like, a Nick I despise, and I just know a lot. But,
give like one type of a Nick. I know that Spirit knows which one you're talking about, but for our third dimensional sake, like any little thing, like color of their car or truck or any little detail that makes him different from the other Nicks?
His last name starts with a P, and it's different from all the other ones.
Okay. Caroline, who would you like to go first?
I don't mind. I have got a message straight away, but then so have you. So it's really up to you. I mean,
did you
want to
have tea, or do you?
It's
did
done.
You want to do I've some tea sipping, or are you good? Do you want to go?
I've eaten tea.
Yeah, there you go. Go. You go.
So
we had talked about that before, Brianna.
Yeah.
There was some
tea
sipping that had to be done before the show. That's very important, and it's done.
Yeah.
Go for it, Caroline.
Okay. So I've got to say this, and I'm smiling because at one point in time, Brianna, I actually dated 3 Nicks in a row, and I was like,
God.
Oh, my God, this is unbelievable. And yes, they had similar energies, okay? So I'm not going to try and put that one on you. However, one I was friends with for several years. So, and I think what you've had a similar energy in the sense that some of the other Nicks, and I've got to say this, I want to go neat, neat like the Roadrunner. Sorry, that's just come into my head, that spirit having a bit of a joke. So anyway, but on saying that, I do feel he's a gentle soul, this new Nick. So he is different, isn't he? So
yes. What
they're showing me, for some reason, and I've got to ask this question because it's just a strange thing that's come into my head. Does he ride a bicycle?
Not that I know of.
Okay, because I kind of keep getting this picture of a bicycle in my head. So I just want to throw that out there. So
okay. Just
so you're a know. But I feel he's very grounded. He's very down to earth. He's got 2 feet on the floor. I feel the other Nicks that you dated were all over the place. And like I said, I don't know whether you remember the cartoon, The Roadrunner, where he comes past and goes, neek, neek. I feel they were a bit like that, in the sense that they were in and out of your life a lot. So they didn't really settle with you, did they? So I kind of feel that they came in, they went out, they came in. And you're a bit like, oh, God, I hope I don't bring that energy. I hope they're not the same energy. Just remember not to bring that energy in yourself, okay? So remember, we project our own emotions onto other people, and then we can watch them behave that way. So just remember to keep your emotions in check, and we need to do some clearing of your past life is what I'm picking up here, and also past lives in the sense of with these other people that you've dated. I feel that once we've removed that energy of that, you kind of may feel a bit more settled with this gentleman, because the first message that I keep getting is don't let the past come back.
I'm a person that doesn't settle, so I cut people off real quick. So I've cut them off. I just wanted to make sure that you guys didn't get the energies confused.
No. It's more like I don't want you to bring your energy of that past into this situation with this new guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Meaning other lifetimes and possibly this lifetime where there are issues regarding that. So our external life, our external environment is a projection of stuff that's going on inside.
Yes. So what I'm saying is I don't want the past Nicks that Brianna's previously seen, their energy to come into this at all. But I don't want her to, I need her to release those negative emotions attached to that so we then have a more settled relationship with new Nick. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether you want to do that journey, or do you want both of us to do it and then you go with your bit?
You can. What do you want to do? You could facilitate this and I'll energize it, or I could go in and see why there are so many Nicks.
Well, I'm getting the feeling I need to say, Joni, it's your task. So
okay.
I can then energize and facilitate because I feel there's other stuff behind
this
present
this is a tag team show. So, Brianna, I am dovetailing on what Caroline said. So I saw him like this approach avoidant, bashful, back and forth, but then he'd leave, front and back, back and forth, back and forth. I'm not seeing consistent follow through. Does that make sense?
No, not really.
Okay. I'm not feeling consistency. So I this Roadrunner that unless I misunderstood, Caroline, were you talking about the Roadrunner that shows up and then leaves?
Yes. And that's what I get.
Yes.
And that's past. That's the past relationship. It's not the present one. So we need to get rid of that energy.
I have to say, I got that with this the soul.
Okay.
So I don't know what that is. I'm not sure whether there's going to be a replay. I see there's some bashful energy, you know, the seven dwarves. There's I'm seeing a bashful. And I'm seeing the like this, but then I see leaving. And I'm not feeling, I feel like there's a hesitancy, but very much a lot of admiration. I'm picking up on some hesitance on his part. It doesn't mean that this is bad. I'm seeing something regarding that soul. Sharing. Caroline and I can see things similarly differently.
Yeah.
So regarding the past. Go ahead, Caroline.
He is just bashful. I actually feel, Brianna, and I want you to see that as a compliment, what Joan is saying, because he's bashful, he's shy. So he's coming forward, but it's not, how do I put it? You need him to commit, like, now. Does that make sense?
Well, it's all still fresh and new, and so I'm not, like, in a rush for, like, a commitment or anything like that.
No, follow through.
I don't know what you guys see in for the future.
Future, I see fine. Our job today, our job today is to help move that energy over, which is why we need to go back to the past to correct it. Does that make sense? Okay. Shall I do this journey or do you want to do it? Or we both do it together?
You can do. Well, first of all, Brianna, does this interest you? Because Caroline and I do share that we are healers and that if we find that there's a block related, that is, we are of assistance here to assist so things can move along better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Caroline, you go for it. I'll energize.
Okay. So I'm just going to facilitate this. So Brianna, just close your eyes for a second. Okay. Just breathe in through the nose. This is called ha breathing and out through the mouth. Right. Now what my guides, and I'm just going to do this as a channeled speak. So they're asking you to lift your emotions. Okay. So there's some little negative emotions stuck in there about past relationships, past back and forth, past bounce. So we're just asking you to, so I want you to say, I forgive myself. Say that inside and just breathe those emotions out. You may feel some heat on your chest right now, okay? So, okay, I forgive others that have hurt me in the past, across all lifetimes, across all time and space. So I stop repeating this negative cycle and I release all that energy from this past life. Drama and trauma away. So just breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay, now this is the words they want me to say. I allow myself to be more settled, more secure in myself, across all lifetimes, across all dimensions. And I'm heading into the future right now. How do you feel?
Am I supposed to feel completely different?
Well, I just feel if you've released some emotions. Does that make sense?
Okay. I've never had a healing done, so I don't know how I'm supposed to feel.
Okay, so it just feels like you've got some heaviness off your chest. You might feel as if it's lifting a little fresher than that. Does that make sense? Or you might feel a little bit of heat on your chest. So it's a bit like feathers or you're just breathing something. You know, it's like a release. Do you feel anything? You can say no. It's totally fine, you know.
I mean, I feel more calmer, but I don't feel like I'm massive different.
No, necessarily. It's just gentle. Sometimes it's just gentle. That's the thing. So what I'm saying is like, okay, you're going to feel like, oh my God, that's miraculous. Some people do feel that, but it depends on how much healing you need. So what I'm going to say to you, Rihanna, is it's gentle. So this one, it's not that much. It's just a few tweaks here and there. So if you feel calmer, that's really great. Okay. So, and the words I want to say to you is kind of don't deny yourself that energy. That energy of being calm is a really solid foundation to move forward on. Yeah. Now, the thing that I was getting from that is my guides are sort of saying, well, you should feel a lot more empowered about life now.
Yeah, I mean, I've took 5 years from, I took 5 years off from, like, dating and being with anyone to concentrate on myself. And I'm older now. I don't settle for anything. So the past stuff, like, I don't put up with anything anymore. But I guess now I'm just, like, I'm kind of confused on what the answer is for my question.
Okay. The question is, you needed to release some negative emotions inside to assist you to move forward. I know you focus, but that's what, okay, we can cut things off, but if we don't forgive ourselves and we still carry, so it's about, the karma is about unprocessed emotions. So what I was picking up was a slight unprocessed emotion, which we needed to release. So that's why you didn't feel a massive change, because you've done a lot of work on yourself. So we just gave you a little bit of a helping hand there. As far as I'm concerned, like I said to you, I feel with the gentleman that's come in, he's a lot more settled. But what I don't actually want to do is bring the energy into the future. So my job was to help you release that energy so that would ensure that you get a more solid relationship and foundation going forward. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know whether you want to add any more to that, Joni?
No, I think that I think what you were asking is – you were asking for a concrete answer about this man, Nick, and what Caroline and I picked up had to do with past lives and this life and things in the unconscious, subconscious, and karma. And I think that might be something that is either confusing or that's not where you were coming from, because what we do is we're not only able to see about a person, but we are, as healers, we can see where there are blocks that you might not be aware of.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
You're
no
well.
Problem. You take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay, moving to feel.
No, before you go on, can I just share? Can I just say something?
Sure, yes.
Yeah, so for those that are listening, Caroline and I are not only psychics, where we are able to identify present issues and look at probability timelines forward, but I will speak for both of us, we feel very blessed that we were able to identify blocks that can keep someone from achieving goals, manifesting what they wish, what is for their highest good. So we are able to go into the unconscious, we can go into the past and also other lifetimes and identify blocks that keep that person from moving forward, and that we facilitate healings here on the show as well as give straight up answers.
Yes.
I don't know if you want to add anything else.
I do, actually. Both myself and Joni have fine-tuned this process for the past sort of 15 years, both of us.
Yeah.
Our beliefs are very strong. Both of us can do straightforward readings. We haven't got a problem with that. However, if we do see a small blockage, we will assist, because my belief is that if I can help you create your future to be better, then I will do that. Remember, there's...
And I second that.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, we have to understand, as psychics, we're not here to tell you what to do. We're not here to say, this is definitely going to happen to you, because guess what? 99% of your life is choice and free will. There is certain things to be meant to be, but at the end of the day, we're trying to help you get to that, it's fate, you know? So if we can assist you in getting to that ultimate relationship, that's what we will do. And yes, I do agree with what Brianna said. She doesn't want to stop at second best. No one should. But we should be able to trust our gut feelings. And that's another thing that's really key. When it comes to relationships, there's so much around about what this person should look like, how they should be, what should be your perfect partner. Go out there, manifest. But the other thing about that is, you know, you are looking for that ultimate soul connection, that person that you meet and you go, hey, I know you. And the other person goes, hey, I know you. And within an instant, you know you're meant to be together. And that, to me, you know, my two long-term relationships, on both occasions, I felt like that. So I would say that, you know, where are we looking at is to be able to listen to your gut, to trust yourself. But what muddies the waters or what causes us confusion is when we've been in a relationship which totally believes that it's meant to be. However, sometimes that relationship is there to create a life lesson for us. But I think the self-worth, the self-love, the doing the work on yourself really sets you up for having those right relationships, having those right jobs, you know, because you won't upset second best. Your self-worth will stay intact. So anyway, that's my take on it. I don't know whether you want to add any more, Joni, but I think we'll move on to the next caller if you're ready.
Let's keep going.
Okie dokie. Right, okay, 748, we're coming to you right now. Hi. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are you speaking to?
Hello.
748. Hi.
Hi, hello.
You're talking to Caroline and Joni. How can we help?
My name is Anne.
Hi, Anne. And where are you calling from?
And I am calling from Washington State.
Wonderful. So how can we help?
Put it on speakerphone, so now I'm in a better, a quiet place here. So I have been getting the message a lot to kind of just let my imagination run wild and really write down everything I want for my next job and my next career. And I found a block to that freedom. And I think I go back a lot to like my 13-year-old self, kind of like my inner teenager is like, no, you can't do that. Or, you know, the things that I thought about at that age, it's like, oh, it, you know, that didn't happen. So then you can't just really think exactly what you want. Well, it could happen.
And so you are asking for us to go in regarding this 13-year-old of you that is the block that is saying to the adult you here, it's not possible, you can't do that.
Yeah, and just kind of verify that, you know, it could be another lifetime, it could be combined her and other lifetimes, so yeah.
Yes. Caroline, shall I take this?
Yeah, well, it's your turn. You go first because, well, you know.
Okay,
because
it was
remember.
A little, the first little confusing. Okay, I'm going to go in, Anne. I'm going to see about this. Yeah. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I sure do.
When you can, have a sip, and then between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. It will help flush negative energies through the physical body. They're working on you.
Great.
You, in your manifestation efforts, are pulling up many lifetimes where you've been held back. I see a rope. I see slavery. I see dragging. I see, like, ball and chain. I see harnesses. Now, you have done this to yourself. You know that spirit is not judging you. We're just talking, okay? Yeah. So this is the ways that you have limited and prevented, put a fence up between you and a destination. Let's find out why you put restrictions up. You had lost hope. There was some papacy, and the Pope put down an edict. And you weren't allowed to cross a certain threshold. I think it had something to do with women and study and learning. And you were advanced and you wanted to know things and you couldn't go further with your learning. So the Pope, the religious edict came down and you were done. There was a halting, a stunting, a minimization, a limitation. You were very, very upset. And you're like, I am a beholden one. I have answers. And now God has spaketh through the Pope and said that I cannot learn more. How dare he? And what type of a God is this?
Wow.
Let's get rid of some karma here because it started there. It was an external comment, the edict that came from, quote unquote, on high. The Pope said it because God said it. That was the belief. God threw the Pope to you. You're done. Yeah. I'm pissed. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. That. Will you blame yourself, the Pope, God, doctrines, beliefs, systems, institutions, groups, channels of thought, groups, there's again, corporations, organizations, community, events I'm channeling, and anything else that would have you here be limited in your freedoms in moving forward and manifesting what is for your highest good. Forgive yourself. Look at you. Forgive everyone and everything. Yeah. And you did the church thing as well, where you would say people were blasphemous. So you were giving back some of what was given to you, which is learning by opposites. Very understandable. So there's a lot of clearing. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Oh, it's beautiful. Rolling out. There's a lot of church stuff here. I see the red carpet. Bells, there's a lot of church stuff coming up. Thank God for these life lessons, God not being separate from. I see a lot of lemons. Do you drink lemon water?
I have trouble with that much acid, but I can do apple cider vinegar.
I'm seeing lemon. So
okay.
Let's just, because we don't want to make you acidic. We're not going to have you do something that isn't for your highest good. The lemons work. There's an atonement. I don't know what this means. Working through many layers. You're sifting through a lot right now. There's a lot of rubble. It's phenomenal. I see it's like cremation ash. I see. There's a lot of silt, cremation ash. So this is very important. This goes down past the marrow to dust. You're working through a lot of lifetimes, and it has to do with heathen, blasphemy. This is all church rhetoric. This is July. By November, I see there will be I see you're clearing between now and November. So let's see, before I pass you on to Caroline, I'm just going to see again regarding the lemon.
Yeah.
A fruit of savor. So I'm not seeing you're eating it. If you have an issue with acid, you could get a fake plastic lemon in an arts and crafts store. You know how they have like fake fruit?
Yeah.
And because people make bowls of fruit with fake fruit.
Yeah.
Get yourself a fake lemon. It's a visual.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to do that, draw a lemon and color it yellow. If you have a color printer, go online and print out a lemon. Nice, nice, great lemon. It's prosperity. It's abundance. I think that there's a lifetime where lemon was sanctuary and abundance and prosperity. Lemon. So it isn't necessarily as much taking it in as it is the wholeness of the fruit. And I believe that I believe that if you didn't feel the universe supported you, you're going to feel very, very buoyant. So I hope this assisted.
Yeah.
And I'm passing you on to Caroline for more.
Yeah, I definitely feel, speaking of yellow, I felt that all in my solar plexus chakra. So that connects with that, definitely.
Beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful. I believe that there is an opening that is going to happen and life is going to shift. The energies will be quite pure, and I see your third eye is also going to be radiating.
Wonderful, thank you.
You're welcome. Caroline, go for it.
Right, okay. Well, when we first came on, I wanted to say to you, because obviously, you know, I saw like a negative life cycle that it was like, what's your fear? So basically it felt like you were frightened to let go. So as you were talking about like you wanted to reconnect, what I think your soul was saying is I need to reconnect with my inner child, But there's a part of you that's like, I don't think I can do that because there's a fear attached to it. Does that make sense? So
I've done a lot with the young and now I'm moving up in age and there's a fear of the young teenager.
Yeah. But I also feel it's, do you think what spirit are trying to show you is to reconnect with that child, with that inner child? And the reason why they're saying that is have that little bit of a free spirit. And I have to say, like, when I got divorced sort of 15 years ago, I had a similar message and it was like, go be yourself, because this is the path of self-discovery for you. So it's like they want you to open up. They want you to be that.
Yeah.
And okay, this is the words I'm getting. They want you to be that channel to help you. So it's almost like I feel like as a child now, I don't know what happened as you were growing up, but it's definitely felt, did you have a childhood? Were you allowed to be a child? It feels like you were, there was something saying, grow up, grow up, grow up. Does that make sense?
I guess I was the youngest child and they were, my siblings were much older than me. So I guess I was probably trying to always ask.
Again, your guides are sort of giving you that whole, go be your inner child, go be yourself.
Yes.
So it's the silly things like if you want to go and lie in a field of grass, you know, then go do.
Right.
You know, don't feel as if you're being stupid. And I think that kind of hits home because I think with the older siblings, there was that little bit of, oh, well, if I do this, I'm not like them. So you were trying to be old before your time.
Yeah.
So I think spirit are trying to sort of get this message across, like go reconnect with that inner child, be that person, do those stupid things now. Who cares, you know? And again, sort of angels, and I am going to say this from the angelic realms, they encourage that inner play. They encourage that whole be as a child, see as a child, because it gives you that wonderful, for want of a better word, naivety and trust, if that makes any sense. So this is about also what they're bringing in now for me, is they're saying to trust the universe. And it's almost like this is, they want to bring, okay, so I'm now getting picture of Cupid. So this is about finding your path, but also finding the right relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you've done a lot of work on yourself to lift all that, shall want of a better word, rubbish off. So you can have that playful, lovely relationship that you've always wanted. And the other thing that they've shown me is when you've had relationships in the past, have you always been the really sensible one?
Well, in my younger, in my 20s and 30s, I was the rescuer. I was.
Yeah.
But so now I'm not. I know that for sure. I'll never do that again.
Yeah. But it's almost like you've been the one actually having to be the responsible adult in the relationship almost because you've been doing the rescuing. Yeah. So this is about no. Be your inner child. Be free. Be yourself. Be happy. Be fun. And actually, it's time for you to have the relationship where you don't have to be the serious one. See? So it amazes me. And they've just shown me steps up the ladder. So, and I've got to say, you've got a lot of the angelic realm with you for sure. And I don't know whether you've been asking the angels to help, but definitely there's quite a lot of movement there on the light front. And like I keep getting pictures of, I keep getting pictures of Cupid, cherubs. So for me, it's like they're really encouraging this real playfulness. It's like, yeah, go. It's like go and run around and jump for joy in the middle of a field. You know, do stupid things, not stupid to the point that you're really silly, but you know what I mean? Just do the things that you fancied doing as a child, but you kind of stopped yourself because you didn't want to behave like that because of your elder brothers and sisters, you know? And they're actually asking you to embrace, and they're showing me a picture of you hugging yourself, like embracing that innocence, that naivety, that kind of wonderful sense of, you know, like when you're a kid and you go somewhere new and you like look up at the stars and you go, oh, wow, isn't it amazing? They want to bring that in back into you. And I don't know, as I'm talking, are you feeling energy lifting? Because they're doing it to me as I'm doing it to you.
Around my head.
Yeah. It's kind of like bringing it into connection. Connect. And this is where, so you've done some really great work on yourself, Anne. You really, really have. And it's just a teeny, weeny, really, really blockage, you know. And sometimes, you know, we all have to kind of bring someone in. But they're saying, hey, we're bringing the big guns in because they want you to connect. And this is why you've had all these messages. It's like, just, for, you know, they're almost going, for crying out loud, will you just have a bit of fun? So they're asking you to let go a little bit, if that makes sense. So, and I think you will.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So,
very, thank
you. But you have a lot of angelic help.
Wonderful.
I'm waiting for this gentleman to come in, because I tell you what, it's like, whoa, he's going to knock you off your feet. And that's why. And also the other thing is these messages, and I had this, I will say this to you because I think it's hilarious even now. Years and years ago when I got divorced, it took me a while to meet another partner. And Spirit was saying all sorts of things like to me, like connect with your inner self. And I always remember I was saying, why can't I meet the right partner? Why can't you say? And they actually said, this was my message I had, was life is full of surprises. You never know what you're going to get. I thought, great, Forrest Gump, here we come. But in all fairness, you're not meant to know for yourself. That's the whole thing. You see, you get snippets, but you never, like me and Joni, will never fully know what's going to happen. We have to ask someone else because you're not meant to, you know, sort of get your own reading, because life would be a bit dull if you knew everything was going to happen.
It would be too easy.
Yeah. But I always remember, and I'm sorry to be rude about this. So I said, so I had this message and it was by condoms. I was like, what? Where's that come from? So I went and bought condoms and I said, well, what's going on now? And they said, he's coming. I'd never bought condoms in my life, you know. And yeah, kind of about a month later, I met someone. So what I'm trying to say to you is, like, they do have a bit of fun. And I think what they're trying to do is kind of prepare you and say, come on, lift your soul up, lift your spirits up, lift your energy up. Because obviously, subconsciously, when we attract someone, if we're in that really happy place, then we'll attract the same happy person. And that's kind of where Spirit are trying to get you to. Okay?
Yeah,
hope that
I
helps.
I just moved 2 months ago. So the stress
of
the move and everything you have to do to resettle. And now I'm in a place, all my, you know, I bought a new car and I'm, all those big things are taken care of. So now I feel I'm ready to go out, get out.
Enjoy this journey.
Yeah. What I'm going to say to you, Anne, is make sure you have a great summer, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And
so
thank
go
you for
calling.
Wonderful.
So.
Yeah, you guys are great as always, and I'll keep listening. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Anne. You take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Right. I think we're going to move on to the next one, 261.
Hello.
Hi, 261. You're speaking to Caroline and Joni.
Hi,
can we
Caroline
help?
And Joni. My name's Jessica. I'm in Rhode Island. And can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Oh, okay.
Help.
All right.
Help.
Okay. It's so quiet on the other end. Sorry. I am glad to hear you guys are healers as well. I guess my question is essentially, if you guys can maybe see when this period of drought, so to speak, is going to end for me. I'm kind of coming up against a lot of hardship lately, and in search of a job and my finances and such, and it just seems like there's loss after loss for a little while since I've moved actually to Rhode Island from Maryland. So I don't know if I'm overdoing the release stuff from Maryland, and I don't know, whatever you guys can share or have coming in.
Okay. Do you want me to go first, Joni?
You go. Yep, it's your turn.
Okay. So what I'm actually going to say to you here is, Jessica, is it's just I need to try and release some stress, really, from you. Because I think you've been through a lot, and there's a lot of, I feel a lot of sadness around you at the moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So have you left something behind, or you feel you made the wrong decision or something like that? It feels as like a loss going on.
Yes. I mean, not to inundate you with the law, but I left a 3-year relationship, which
okay.
needed to be last. Then I came to Rhode Island. The day I moved in, I lost my job. The day I moved into the house, the same day, exact day, I moved into my home. Then after that, my phone, all of my contacts, and then after that, my car just recently broke down, too. So it's just like every major thing that could happen has happened, except for, you know, and I don't want to lean too much into this guy, but he's kind of kept my life normal, so to speak. He brings me kind of out of the, I don't use him for that, but out, you know, into life, kind of enjoying life, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, I just feel this, as I say, at the moment, I feel you're sort of going through that whole, have I done the right thing? And that's sad. Because and that's what I mean, there's a lot of loss.
Yeah.
But,
yep.
Okay, and this is, again, another channel I had from many years ago, but it's coming to me through me to you now. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in order to grow stronger roots, you have to cut some branches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember, think about pruning a tree, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have had to walk away from things, but they weren't great for you anyway, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you kind of, there was a lot of...
No, I'm on the same page. I understand.
Yeah. Like, how do I put it? There was a lot of love in that relationship that you split up from, but there was a lot of sadness
mm-hmm.
as well.
It was a lot and of emotional labor. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And you need
mm-hmm.
that some freedom. So I kind
mm-hmm.
of feel that you need that freedom, and this is what they're
mm-hmm.
saying. So yes, okay, you might move back, but I doubt very much whether you will. Your job, again, it's sort of like your energy shifted and your job went bye-bye. And you were like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
what am I going to do now? Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
What I'm going to – yeah, but your energy changed. You
uh-huh.
don't belong there anymore. So, okay,
mm-hmm.
so it's time to wipe the slate clean and start all over again. And I think you'd been saying that to yourself as well. I just want to wipe the slate clean and start all over again.
Oh, I have. You're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Yep.
Just remember, careful what you wish for.
Right. Sure. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I said
yeah.
at the beginning. Am I overdoing it? Because it just seems like everything is a little.
Yeah.
It's a little
it's
lost.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit tired at the moment. It's like, oh my God,
mm-hmm.
is it ever going to settle? Is it ever going to get any better? And also,
right.
you know, sometimes it feels like you're wading through treacle, which I kind of totally get, and I could honestly say I've been there, and I'm sure
okay.
Joni has as well. Okay, so first and foremost, we're going to do a little bit of healing. But then also we want to get, I want to get you on track with the way my guides are saying it to me is it's we need to get you that job. Yeah? The golden ticket is what they're saying. Because I feel that once you get settled into that, you'll feel better about life as a whole.
Oh, yeah, of
because
course.
I think obviously you'll have money coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's nothing coming in. Actually,
yeah, and at
so
the moment it's like, oh my God, that's a real worry. Yeah, exactly.
Of course.
So
yeah,
okay,
the real worry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So okay, so I just want to go into. So if you can just sort of close your eyes for a second.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay, so I'm sending you a green light at the moment, which is a nice healing light. So you hopefully you should start to feeling quite soothed around now. Okay, so keep breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, so they're giving me green and they're giving me purple. So this is kind of green healing light to heal up with the heart chakra. This is to do with the relationship. And the purple is for strength and protection and spiritual connection. Okay, so this is going to help you stop you wobbling, because I'm going to ask you to ask your guys to assist you to connect to yourself. Does that make sense? The
okay.
first thing I want
mm-hmm.
to do is I want you to go inside and just ask your higher self to connect to your inner self. Okay?
Okay.
And just breathe. Okay. Now then I'm also going to say, I forgive myself. So I want you to say that inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they want me to say this. I let go of past hurts and crimes in all past lives, across all lifetimes, across all time and space, across this lifetime. Assist me in releasing that now. So there's that purple ray coming in. So just breathe in through the nose. Out through the mouth. You'll probably feel the tightness in your chest come up. Just make sure you keep breathing that out. Okay. Now also the picture I'm getting in my head is that it's like you've had a rose or a thorn stuck in your side for some time. So I'm going to ask you to ask yourself to almost visualize yourself pulling that out of your side.
Mm-hmm.
And asking yourself to heal that up right now. Wow. There you go. I don't know how you feel to that one, but that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just going into your heart chakra, and they're actually showing me as if they're stitching it up. So this is about any heartbreak, any past traumas that you've had. And they're actually just showing me that the reparation is in progress. Okay. Now I've got butterfly wings, so this is a symbolization of freedom coming in. Just breathe it in.
Okay.
And ask you to release that now. Okay, so how do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Good. It's interesting. Sometimes when I close my eyes, it's like I have a prompt to visualize what my body is doing in a weird, I don't know how to explain it, like a figure.
No,
like,
don't worry. I think we can both understand.
Right. So at the end of this, I saw my arm kind of extending out and then pulling in, if you will, like almost up and pulling in towards down the moment.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes, especially in the shower with water. It happens with water often too, whenever. But the thorn thing was interesting because I thought it was, it was my side, but it was weird because I almost imagined pulling it out of my neck in a weird way. Anyway, yeah. Thank you.
But that was quite a big release. So I think that was from a past life healing that needed. I don't know whether you were, had a sword in your neck or something ridiculous like that. But you see, we can carry these past life injuries into current lives. So, I mean, well done. You've done a great job. And now I'm going to pass you over to Joni. And obviously after that, I'm sure Joni will give you a little bit more insight.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Caroline. That was wonderful. Loved it. I'd like to do a brief exorcism. Is that okay?
I knew that was coming.
There we go. Let's just take care of that little minute detail. Let's just cover that and just, okay, cross time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. Anything that's in, on, around, suggested, anything cloaked to be revealed, not to be replicated, any chips or implants, out. Any MK Ultra programming, done. Any abductions, we rescue. Any places where she's blown up, decimated, parts flying all over creation, we put her back together like Humpty Dumpty. Oh, there you go. Okay, so you're like Little Red Riding Hood, and you've got your basket, and you're finding your pieces all over the place. You're picking them up.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing a lot of work right now. Have you been tired in the day and the night? Is there an exhaustion thing going on, a fatigue?
I'd love to share secretly. So I was in the job that I had before was crisis. I was a crisis hotline phone counselor. And so I'm wary of, I heard your background too of mental health, but lately I've been automatic sleeping during the day. It's very weird.
Bye.
Exactly. It's like, I go out, and I might hit an alarm, but I just have no energy.
Yeah, you've been working, so it's fabulous, okay? Mm-hmm. So there were some creepy things that were around. There definitely were negative things. We don't have to go in, just for time's sake. Things were cleared. Between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. It'll help flush the negative energy through the physical body, and also with the healing that Caroline did, Yes, mm-hmm. that will assist. So between the healing that was done by Caroline and this exorcism, just keep sipping, and if you forget, that's fine. Don't feel you have to make up with water drinking. You just pick up where you leave off. You've been doing a lot of healing. So I feel that there was baggage. This isn't rocket science. Whatever you have gone through, there needed to be a cleansing. I feel that you picked up and you moved. But as you did this, a lot had to fall away.
Yeah.
Much had to be, like, icy tiles off of a roof. Like, they had to fall off the roof.
Yeah.
Like a molting, some animal has to molt in order to get the new skin, fur, wings, whatever, and that you, the losses that you have experienced, they use the term crude beginnings. So it looks messy as all heck. Like, what the? People are going to be like, my God, this poor soul, I'll pray for you, you know.
That's exactly right.
No. Very calculated. Yeah. Brilliant. You're an old soul. You're a dinosaur. You're able to sustain this type of crap where it's just there's another tile that fell off the roof. Wait a minute. And another tile and another tile. But I see you skipping around for joy. In the ethers, you're like, I had to do this.
Yeah,
you have protection.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
You
I'm
have
a little bit
protection.
Of faith,
yeah. Mary is all over you. Mary is
oh
a big
God.
One, and
that's
I see a lot
so
of swords.
Weird.
So
that's who I pray
pardon?
To all the time, Mary.
Yeah,
that's
Mary's
She's
like
right
a
here.
Big
She's
part
here.
Of this. Now, Caroline had mentioned the sword, right? There was a sword you saw, Caroline?
Oh, I didn't hear sword.
Yeah,
there was
sword.
A sword.
Oh,
right?
Sword.
So there's this whole sword protection thing. You're flanked by swords. You might have gotten hit by one in a few lifetimes, as we all have, you know? Swords happen.
Sure.
But there is a flanking, like Knights Templar, Knights of the Round Table, Guardians.
Yeah.
There's a lot of swords. So if you ever see flashes of light, points of light, if you like the Vogel quartzes, the points, I see, you might want to pick up a clear quartz that's in the Vogel, you know, where it's been cut that way. And then I see you're standing it up, if you can, where the point goes up. And if you could have it near a window or somehow pivot it where every now and then you could see light shine off of it, you are protected. You are in heaven's grace. You are a beautiful soul. Let's see regarding
Thank
finances.
You.
Do you have, go online and find a picture of a money tree.
I have two money trees. It's funny, and I'm happy to do that. It's funny, my money tree died right before I came up here. I brought it up on the
Caroline,
trip.
Do you hear she has
and
a money
thought,
tree? Who has a money tree but
thought,
the one that they're channeling for?
And I thought then, oh, gosh, this is bad, right? And then all of a sudden it started coming back to life. I was going to throw – you know what I mean? It came back to life. But it has been kind of a slow back to life
yes.
right now. But.
Yes. You love on your money tree, and if the money tree does pass, you can find another one. And if you don't want to, then find a replica, buy a print, and then energize it. I see money tree is a beautiful symbol for you.
You
do you like metallic, like things that are collages with metals and aluminum foil and different types of metal? Alloys and...
I mean, I can get down with it. I'm not like necessarily, you know, I'm not like, oh, I'm not...
I
yeah,
don't
I'm
know.
Not
a, I'm seeing metal. I'm seeing chains and metal and jewelry and...
Mm-hmm.
Tin ceilings, metal. So I think you might have been into metallurgy in another lifetime. So you can put down the word precious metals on a piece of paper and look at that. And then you could also imagine that the precious metals are bonding with all the metals. And I think you were also into alchemy.
Yeah, that's what I was
So you can take metals. And you can imagine that you are winding and turning and blending metals and creating gold and platinum and silver. You are able to do this. They gave me Cinderella's The Fairy Godmother. You can, there's some. Are you a visual woman?
That's the one thing, I'm blind. I hear everything, usually. I cannot see.
Okay,
anything.
Well,
I
then it's third eye material. Then it's third
mm-hmm.
eye material. Find the fairy godmother from Cinderella and see
okay.
if you can either write under the picture, print it out if
mm-hmm.
you can, bippity boppity boo.
Mm-hmm.
There is magic in your abilities.
Yep.
You haven't tapped them yet. You are a sword bearer, and the sword is might. You are coming into your power, and the bippity-boppity-boo with her wand is like the sword. You have the ability. You can change this.
Mm-hmm.
But you had mm-hmm. to have hard roof tiles, you know, the old slate roofs.
Oh, I know.
You
I
had
can
to
see
have
what
these.
You're saying.
They're heavy. It's baggage and burden, heavy. We're not talking the regular type. You know, we're talking heavy slate tile that pop off, and they
mm-hmm.
crash to the ground. You're not naked. You're not alone. You're not blind. You're not destitute. You are whole.
Mm-hmm.
You are held. We have you. Caroline and I are holding you right now in energy, and the others are with you. You're there. We've got you.
Okay.
This is a shitty time on paper.
So
you're brilliant.
Thank you.
You can also say, I am employed.
Okay. Yeah.
You could put it on a piece of paper. Before you have the job, you say, I'm employed.
Okay.
You imagine what you want, bring it on. And you say, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like SpongeBob says, I'm ready.
Yes.
Is there anything more, Caroline, that you want to add?
Nope. I think we've got 23 minutes left, and I think
we'll close. So bless you, good luck, and do your sipping, and keep in touch, and let us know how you do.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, okay. Well, we've got 23 minutes left, so we will try and fit two calls in. So I go to the next caller is 059. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are you speaking to, and where are you from? 059. Anything?
Yes. My name is Lisa.
Hi.
And I'm calling from Florida. Hello.
Hi. And how can we help?
My daughter's grandmother just bought her car, but for some reason the amount was incorrect. So I just wanted to know, is this something that we could work out with the dealership, because it's not adding up to what we agree upon. And she didn't get the paperwork when she left. So that's a problem as well.
Okay. Just let me try and understand this. Sorry. So your daughter's grandmother went to a car dealership and got a car for the wrong price. Is that what you're telling me?
We got the car for a price that we agree upon. We're supposed to get it for that price. But when the statement came in, it's a whole different situation. And I asked her, I said, did you get the paperwork when you left? I mean, I was there too, but I didn't understand how come she didn't get any kind of documentation when she left. They said that they're going to go ahead and mail it to her. And up to now, she hasn't gotten it.
And how long ago was this?
That was about, I would say, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this a new car or is this a used car?
That's a 2018.
And is this a used car dealership? Or do they also carry new? Like, do they just sell used cars under their own, like, you know, Acme used cars? Or is it a certain brand, like Toyota, Subaru, Chevy?
No. It's a dealership where they sell used as well as new cars.
But is it, like, under the auspices of a certain automobile maker? Like going to the Ford dealership where they sell new and used, or Mazda new and used, or is it like Tony's used car, new and used?
No, no, no. It's Rick Case, like Honda and Rick Case.
So it was a Honda. It was a Honda dealership.
Yes.
Okay, so it was a franchised Honda dealership. Does that help, Caroline? Because now I'm clear too.
Yeah. Well, I think we both needed to clear that up. Isn't it your turn?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know whether you want to go first.
I'll go. I'll keep this brief. It feels the first thing I got in the British mind, because Caroline uses the term solicitor, and in America we use the term lawyer. So the first thing I got was solicitor. I feel like there's something legal here. I don't feel comfortable. I feel that you have a case, and I feel that there's something shady. I don't like this situation. But there's something that I get, and Caroline's going to tag team after me. I feel that before you make any interaction, any future interaction with this dealership, I would extremely promptly contact a lawyer regarding what to do. Because I feel that this outfit doesn't feel right, and if you say or write, if you call or write the quote-unquote wrong thing, they're going to know, and they're going to quickly something or other. So I just feel that contacting a lawyer quickly is what is in your best interest. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline. And good luck.
Right. I've got to be honest, and I'm going to use a typical British term now. I've got the ebers about this. It just feels like they've ripped you off, you know?
Yes.
It just feels like that. It just, everything about it screams, oh, my God.
Right.
The first point of call is I feel you need to call the garage and say, you know, we agreed this price, but it doesn't seem that that's the case. And we haven't received the paperwork. So you need to sort of obviously go back and request that information immediately.
Well, she called and they said that the gentleman was on vacation.
Wow. But that doesn't matter.
So she did call today.
Whether the sales rep is on vacation or not, they should have your paperwork and your file.
Well,
and
she called in for the finance guy. Now, the sales guy is there, but the finance guy is on vacation, the one who worked out the agreement.
Yeah, but you see, this is kind of where if you haven't got the paperwork, you haven't got a clue of understanding what's gone on. I mean, how much more than the actual price that it's happened? The only thing I would say is sometimes, and I'm just putting it out there, from a finance point of view, is obviously if you go and you say, I'm buying that car for, say, $10,000, right? And then they say, we've got a big finance deal that we can put it through here, and you pay this much a month at this interest rate. So the total value will be of ending up the sales price plus the interest. Okay. So I just want to see what's on the paperwork, because without that paperwork you've got no chance of understanding what they've done.
Exactly. Okay.
You know.
Okay,
and
so
then
basically just go ahead and
chase the paperwork. And it doesn't matter if the sales guy's on holiday, the finance guy should be able to send it through to you.
Right, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know, and I think once you've got that paperwork, then you've got that basis to judge. So this is kind of common sense. So in a sense that, you know, if they don't send that paperwork, then you have to go through, if you don't send it through, we're going to have to talk to our lawyers. Because Joni is saying solicitor, because I've trained her so well after so many years, and I'm saying lawyer. So how about that? That's quite funny.
That's great.
I know, because Joni talks about lawyers, so I'm saying lawyer, and Joni's saying solicitor. That's kind of amazing.
That's great. Yeah.
So, but that just proves how long we've been talking to each other. But also what I would say to you is, I feel I'm very in with Joni on this one. I'm not comfortable. It doesn't feel right. You should have had the paperwork when you walked out the garage with the car.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, there is, because normally when you go pick up a car, especially if you've had it on finance, they kind of get you to sign some things before you leave. And then you walk away
right.
with the paperwork at the same time as the keys to the car. So the fact that they haven't
right.
done that is pretty appalling. So I'm just really concerned that they have sort of, I feel there isn't something right here, whether they've made a mistake or whether it's deliberate. But, you know, I really am very strongly feeling that you need to go and speak to someone legal about this. Once you get the paperwork, try and understand it first and get them to explain, get the finance guy to explain it all to you. You know, get and
right.
say, I don't quite understand this. I mean, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't look right. Can you explain it to me? And that's their duty. They have to do that if they offer finance. So, and if they don't and they're not winning, then it's speak to a solicitor or speak to a lawyer, I'm afraid
okay.
to say. Because really, ultimately, you're quite happy with the car. You just want the right price.
Right.
And at the moment, it feels
yeah.
like they've overcharged you.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too. So that's why
yeah.
We're probably going to go tomorrow. And,
yeah.
Ask for
yeah.
that paperwork. Okay.
Yeah. There's no excuse.
And good luck.
Yes, good luck.
Thank you.
Pray,
I'm
ask
sure
for miracles. Envision
yeah.
the highest and best outcome.
Yeah. The words
okay,
I'm getting in this channel is just make sure you put your best warrior suit on and put the words they're saying to me, put your foot down. Don't be too kind. You know, don't listen to a load of excuses, always sales guys on holiday, whatever. Doesn't matter. Once the sales guy's done his job and agreed a price, the finance guy takes over, and then he does it. So he needs to explain that paperwork and that figure work to you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Okay. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Right. We've got room for one small caller
yes.
for 5 minutes. What do you think? 820?
Go for it. We'll do it.
Hi.
We'll speed talk.
Yeah, 820. Who are we speaking to? Where are you from?
Hi, this is Sandra. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you?
Hi.
Good. How are
thank
you?
So we're going to speed
thank
talk.
Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're not going to ask you to speed talk. We're going to speed talk. We'll do a joint session on this one. So
okay.
Anyway, how can we help, Sandra?
I am, well, since it's fast. I think I'll pick the topic of my career. I'm moving in a couple of weeks. At least I'm scheduled to move out in a couple of weeks. So I'm trusting and believe that's going to be fine. I'm not going to worry on that. But just wondering, my career, I am in a job that I just recently accepted that's not panning out to be what I had hoped. And I'm just kind of ready to leave this.
Right.
Caroline, you go, then I'll add.
Okay, so this is me just doing pure psychic reading, no healing, no nothing, because we're speed readings. Okay, your job is going to be fine. Okay, it is your choice whether you choose to go or stay. I feel that it'll be okay. I feel you'll settle a bit, but I feel like you need to get the move out of the way first. Then have a think,
yes.
Because at the moment everything's kind of up in the air, and what I don't want to happen is like you end up sort of moving and it's still, you know, I'd leave the job in the background, get the move out of the way first, yeah, then we can focus
okay.
on the career. They're saying to me that it's going to take a little time, but you may settle. I'm not getting 100% convinced that you will, because I just feel you've been quite disappointed in what they sold you.
Mm-hmm.
So they told
yes.
you it was this job,
yes.
and you got there and went, it's this
yes.
job.
Yes, definitely.
And Jody
oh
will
God,
say
yes.
to you, yeah, and I won't say what I was going to say because it's in public space, but, you know, I've had a similar feeling.
Well, probably what I'm thinking, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So I kind of feel just wait and see. They're saying things will open up in the work situation, and it feels like as soon as you've moved, it's like change. You know, like the way they show it to me in my head, it's almost like a change of scenery. So I
yes.
feel once you move, you'll feel a lot better about life as a whole. Okay.
Okay.
I do
okay.
feel with the job, you've kind of gone, well, it's not too bad. I suppose I could put up with it for a bit. You know, it's kind of that. But I also see you fidgeting in the sense of you want to move quite quickly.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I just feel it's been, the words I'm getting is disappointing. Like, you've got there. And you're,
yes.
Is this it?
Yes.
That's not what I was told it was. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And half of you is going, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind staying because money's okay and it's a job and it's stable. But the other side of you is going, this is not what I signed up for.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But I feel like once you've moved, then you just need to retake on that situation and see how you go.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my speed reading done. I'm now going to pass
okay.
it to Joni.
I am going to support what Caroline said and add. They say that you needed to have this happen. This is not karma. This is in karmic debt. There's no punishment here. You're on hiatus. This is not your final resting place. It seems you'll be here maybe 9 months to a year, and that all the ducks have to be in a row for your next adventure, and then you're going to be off and running. So while you're at this job, you can smile, and you could go, okay, whatever. And then you go, okay, fine, I'm resting. Okay, good. There's going to be, it's all being set up in the future. All great, fine. I'm going to wait. And in the meantime, you refine your skills. You might be mentoring someone. You might pick up something. You might pick up a few new things along the way. You're going to, I see you smiling going, well, not really learning, not really challenged, whatever.
Yes.
But it's rest. It's a rest period. This is not your final place. You get it on your resume. As Caroline said, paycheck. What is this, a few miles from home? Is this up to 10-minute drive?
Right now, where I am is farther away, but I'm about to move, as I stated. My relationship has ended, and I'm moving. So you guys are hitting on that really, really well. So I work remotely right now. But when I
where you're
I
moving
to,
to
home,
is it about 10 minutes from your home, or 10 miles up to 10 miles?
It's up to 10 miles. Yeah.
Up to 10 miles. Right. This is all part of a plan. It's all divine. So on paper, it looks, as Caroline said, disappointing. Yeah. And you could feel disappointed. You could feel all your feelings. That's fine. That's human of you. It's all, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. The divine ones, the ones that love us so much, all of us, the collective, and the ones off of the earth plane, they're taking care of you. It's all being set up. You're going to, and then they say the gang's all here. So when you go to the next, there's going to be a whole bunch of people that you feel very comfortable with, probably a lot of soul recognition from other lifetimes, people that feel like sisters and some brothers, and it's going to feel really communal. Here, some people pop up, and you're going to have some fun. It's not going to be what you thought. There will be some levity, but it's going to probably be easy, and you might feel like the doldrums, like, but just wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see you sucking on a lollipop. It's a metaphor, like waiting, like the kid who's just waiting. Like, well, I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna suck my lollipop, and there's sweetness in all this. Just you wait, and then when you go to the next place, it's gonna be like this, just marshmallow cream pie.
Wow. Okay. I can deal with that.
So to go from
a
lollipop to marshmallow cream pie, I think you know. I think you know the difference, honey.
Yeah. And I think also with the moving and everything else, you don't need anything more stressful. And what also I just had was from your previous job, you were quite stressed out. So it's time to, you know, put down the tools, de-stress for a little bit, go with the flow, have some me time for a change, then you can pick the career back up later on. They keep telling me you're going to be surprised about this job. So I don't think it's as bad as you think. I think you might kind of quite like it in a little while.
Ooh, I don't know how, because my manager, I could just
strangle. People change. Just remember, you can sometimes ask, it can be difficult, but do some work on you. Yeah. Yeah. And you never know, she might leave and you might be asked to be made up to manager. That's kind of the things that I'm getting here. Are you getting something similar, Joanie?
I saw a possibility. Yeah, once you said that, I thought she could go. She could find something better. She might have another opportunity, and then you're in shock.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what's
this space?
Well,
I'm fairly new, so I mean, it would terrify me. Well, not terrify me, but I honestly, I'm not pleased with the company, but I definitely don't see how I can manage the group. But that, who knows? We'll see.
There are people that need you.
Yeah, they keep
They need you. Caroline, do you get that? I see the people under her, like, waiting for help.
Yeah.
I can believe that because there are a lot of them just wait. It's just like sometimes I will speak up. I'll speak up, and it's like just a few moments ago, I spoke up on something, and I could tell that someone who had been there a little bit longer, it was almost like she was excited that I actually said something because I'm thinking, we can't read your mind. You got to tell us. And
right.
Yeah,
right.
So, yeah.
There's,
right.
They say there's information you're going to distribute. They're going to catch on. They need help. They need a leader now.
Wow.
And
that's
So that's why I keep getting this job might surprise you more than you think. But let's go with the flow for a little bit, okay? But anyway, on that note, we're going to have to go. But thank you for calling.
Yes.
Good luck
thank
with the move
so
and healing regarding the relationship and the new job, and let us know. Keep in touch.
Wonderful. Yep. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both. Thank you.
Blessings
okay, no
to
problem.
You.
You take care. Bye-bye. Right, Jenny, I'm going to say this. We've got 3 minutes left of this show, and we have got one caller left. So I don't know what you want to do, whether you just want to speak.
How about this? You ready?
Yeah.
How about this? Where could people find you?
Right. www.
The station identification. Your website. I'll say my website, and then we'll go.
Okay. So it's www.crystalheartpsychics.com. And I am Caroline Hart, and I have you can friend request me as long as you tell me where you're from. Also, we can find is on Blog Talk Radio and UK-US Tech Team Connect Across the Pond. Joanie, where can people find you?
You can find me at joanieswhitelighthealing.com. Keeping it simple. Find me on YouTube under Joanie Eisinger.
Okay.
Let's take the call.
That's what I thought you were going
to say. When are we doing our next show?
We're doing the next show on the... Hang on.
Was it August 18?
18th, yes. 18th.
There we go. Okay.
Right.
There we go. Let's go for it.
Last caller, 252.
Come on. Hello.
Hi, 252.
Hello.
You're talking to Caroline and Joanie.
Oh.
You are the last caller of the show.
Oh, great. I just have a quick question. I want to attract employment, and I want to attract, I'm Katie, sorry, hi ladies.
And where are you calling from?
I'm in Georgia, and I want to attract employment, and I'm wondering, am I having an issue with receiving money or asking for money? Because the other day I asked my mother for some, to help me get some furniture, and I felt all of this shame, and I like was crying and everything. And she wound up giving it to me, but I just felt like it was like she used to shame me for asking her for money and support, like when I was a kid. So it just triggered that. So I'm wondering, is that blocking me, like when I'm applying for positions, am I feeling unworthy or undeserved? Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Am I feeling
– Caroline, shall I go because I got the past life?
Yeah, you do.
Here we go. You ready? We're doing fast talking because we're at the end of the show. So you ready, honey pie?
Yes.
There's another lifetime. You were slapped, hit. It ends up being undeservedness. I think I'm picking up that the mother that you have now is that mother, and you're doing a repeat, but you were hit. There's shame and guilt and undeservedness. Let's get rid of the karma across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. And even the karma related to this, where you blame yourself or other regarding money, deservedness, finance, employment, abundance, prosperity, relationships, bounty, love, anything that would bring it on for success, fulfilling contracts, love streaming in the light and joy. We ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. You're glowing. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. Between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. Caroline, go for it.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
Welcome.
So we've done that because that's right. Job-wise, you're fine. Okay. I actually totally concur with Joni what she said because I was getting very sad. Your mother in this life was your mother in the past life. So the guilt and shame. So, and I do feel that you haven't given yourself permission yet to stand on your own feet. What I will say is also pick up that your mother was actually quite controlling. And therefore you need to recognize that and not see it as a, how do I put it? You need to do work on lifting guilt and shame off you. Because I feel that your mother has eroded your confidence or tried to. So you keep going back. It's like an abused child, yeah? A lot of people don't see it. It's a smothering thing, not mothering thing. So, yes, she's not really been there as a rock of support. She looks to you for support. And I also get a feeling, and I'm sorry to speak out of turn against your mother, but I kind of feel there's a lot of selfishness there. There's a lot of selfish need. So she keeps you on a string. So you keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to ask you to do some ties quite quickly,
okay.
I just feel that I want you to release those. So just visualize yourself some cords coming down, okay? So almost like cords between people, and just ask those cords to be loosened off and released. So your mother releases control of your inner self. Does that make sense? So just ask for that release right now.
Yeah.
Breathe in through the nose. And through the mouth. Just ask the angels to assist and release that across all time and space, across all lifetimes. Wow. It should feel a lot freer right now. They're sending me a picture of an eagle. So it means that they're giving you the strength to break free. So it's breaking free of that negative cycle that's really important.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest will fall into place. So career-wise, you'll be fine because I feel that you needed that strength to break the cycles within your career path as well. So how does that feel? I feel that you feel a lot better.
It feels good. It feels really good. I think what I'm going to do, I started to like some hypnosis scripts. And maybe I can start listening to some for shame and guilt because I want to feel good about money, asking for money, receiving money. You know, I just want it to be positive energy instead of, it's like some way my body remembers. It just goes into a kid or something. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a shame and guilt, and it's giving yourself permission that you're allowed to receive money and with gratitude. So it's also having that gratitude. So, you know, not to the over the top, but you're grateful when it comes. And I feel you similar to me where money has been used as a weapon in the past. So you've shunned any assistance. And it's actually allowing yourself to receive is the hard bit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome. Good luck to you.
Yes. Thanks. Lovely to speak to you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Wonderful show, Caroline. Thank you.
Yes.
And we'll see y'all next month.
Absolutely. On the 18th of August, which I'm about to do the show link in the next few days. Right. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for calling. And I can honestly say it's been a great show. And it's
wonderful
really
show
to be able to get on to everyone as well that's called in, which we often don't do. So quite
right.
Right. Thank you very much. I'm playing you with you out with a song called "I Can't Make You Love Me," sang by the wonderful Joni herself. Now, and I did forget this.
Thank
at the beginning of the program, is that Joni does have other talents, which happens to be singing. So anyway, see you next month. Take care now.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.